The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for Tech Thursday. And before we get to home gyms and home fitness equipment, you want to talk about the new app which has hit number one in the App Store. No Place. What's this and why do you want to talk about it?
It's a really good story, Matt. So No Place is sort of a text-based version of Twitter. It's got some MySpace vibes. And what's really fascinating about it is it's kind of about the now. It's about your status, not the wonderful, glamorous highlights from the past that we see, for instance, on Instagram. And gone to number one in the US App Store. It's number 15 and number 16 in Ireland and the UK. It's really customizable, which I suppose makes me think of MySpace.
Sorry, hold on a second. MySpace, vague recollection of that name from the past. What is that?
MySpace was kind of the first, one of the first big social media websites, launched about 2003, I think, and they kind of dominated the early 2000s, fell apart after Rupert Murdoch's company bought it. And what we see now, though, with the No Space launch, is that it is kind of unlike any other platform because it focuses on these real-time updates, text-based posts, and it kind of gives a really nice, fresh alternative to these curated highlights. I spoke to the founder, Tiffany Zong, today, and I asked her why has Gen Z just embraced No Space so fast and so enthusiastically. And she said lots of reasons, but essentially, she said Gen Z's love No Place because it's finally an app that emphasizes self-expression and connection. And Matt, it works really well. You can create a mini profile. You can kind of put up your star sign or say you're a Swiftie or talk about your hobbies. That's how you connect. You get two feeds, and one feature I love is that if you are a user who is under the age of 18, you get a moderated feed, which is, and 18 is really impressive that they're doing that, so potentially makes it a safe and engaging platform for young users. We've seen challenges in social media before. The timing for this and the fact that it's run by Tiffany Zong, who has a great history and remarkable knowledge of the social business, this will be number one in our app store in a week or two, I have no doubt.
Okay, I'm on the app store at the moment, putting it in to see what it's all about. I'll come back to you and see whether it was worthwhile or not. Okay, let's move to home gyms and home fitness. And you know, every week, Andy, there are people giving out about the price of the stuff you're recommending, right? And I think they're going to get conniptions when they hear the prices of some of the stuff. So I'm going to start working up with maybe some of the cheaper stuff that might be more affordable before we get to the really expensive home gym equipment. So start with the Fit Cube, please, by New Image.
And FitCube costs about 180, 190 euros. And this is very clever. And it's a multifunction fitness tool, comes in a cube. They advertise it as designed for women, but I think that's probably a bit unfair to men in the audience. And it combines cardio, strength training, flexibility exercises into one compact unit. And it's got these integrated resistance bands. It's got a stepper, various workout stations. It's got the top that you can swivel on. It makes it ideal for small spaces, Matt. So if you live in an apartment or if you're sharing a house with people or you just don't have a lot of room for gym equipment, it is ideal. This really nice, the swivel top's great, the integrated resistance bands are really good, and it just offers this great variety of workouts in a single compact unit. There's no connections, there's not too much tech connected here. What I love about it is it's good value, and if you want to save some money on the gym, this is fantastic for home.
You've got a smart skipping rope as well.
I have, and it is not the first time I've mentioned it to you. And this is specifically for the people, I suppose, who think, well, I don't want to spend a lot of money on gym equipment, but I want to kind of get moving, get doing stuff. Skipping, beloved by boxers and people who keep fit, skipping is great exercise. And the Tangram Smart Rope, they have a couple of models. This is called the Rookie. Costs about 60 euros. You can get it online from all of the big online retailers. And it's a very clever rope that connects to your smartphone via Bluetooth. It tracks your jumps, does your calories burn, and it gives you your workout times. And the Smart Rope app that comes with it has recommendations on interval training and performance data. And it's, Matt, it works really well. It's a good price. And if you think, okay, I'm going to spend a few quid on something that's reasonable, this is a great start.
Oh, this is an oxymoron. You've got smart dumbbells.
And which is fascinating, I suppose, in a sense. And why I like these is that, okay, they are expensive, but for any of your listeners who buy dumbbells, they will spend, you know, quite a bit of money on dumbbells. But these smart dumbbells have Bluetooth connectivity, and they are kind of multifunction, so you just need one set. And each one, essentially, they're adjustable from 5 to 60 pounds. So you're kind of 2.5 kilos up to 32 or 3 or so. Very clever. And they come in this nice sort of setup, this kit that keeps them neat and tidy and out of the way. And they combine, I suppose, the convenience of adjustable weights, but then you get the smart tracking features, and that's very clever. And the app, the SelectTech app from Bowflex that comes with this, is really good. And they monitor your reps, they'll give you programs to work out. But again, if you go to the gym every month and you'd like to go more often, but you're fed up with traffic or getting up early, fantastic for home. At €500, they're not cheap, but for people who are serious about weight training, I think they would look at them.
I think now we're getting into the really expensive stuff from here, Andy, that's going to drive some people crazy. I wonder how many people have bought a treadmill over the years and not used it near often enough. And when you, particularly with the price of them, because the first one you have, the Nordic Track commercial 750 or 1750 treadmill, costs $2,500.
It does, and you'll see this on offer for less. Treadmills traditionally have always been an expensive piece of home gym equipment. The Nordic Tracks make great kit, and people will be familiar with them from their gyms. And you know, Nordic Track have made big strides into smart connected tools for the gym. One of the things they do, for instance, is that your heart tracker or your watch will often link up with Nordic Track, so you can get real time feedback while you're in the gym. Now for home, they make really, really cool equipment. And yes, it's not cheap, but it is a fantastic treadmill. And top-tier choice, and it really is, though, for serious runners, I think. Comes with very powerful motor. It's got this big running surface, which is good. And it's got advanced cushioning, so to impact or to reduce impact on joints, so you don't have to get out and pound the tarmac. There's a 10-inch touchscreen, which offers interactive workouts. And Nordic Track have their own app called iFit, and they have a subscription program for that. But it's really good. Also, there's incline and decline settings. I think even so, you can practice running downhill up to, I think it's 3 degrees. So really robust features. It actually isn't that big, and it can fit in a reasonable sized room, and you get the interactive workouts. So if you are a serious runner and you want to train over the winter, or you're trying to reduce the impact on your knees and your ankles, good choice.
Now, I hate rowing machines, but a lot of people do like them. So tell me about the Hydro rowing machine, which costs about €2,300.
It does, Matt, and rowing machines again are quite expensive. And you know, when they introduce that kind of water system to make them smooth and easy to work with, people loved them. They got a bit more expensive. Then Peloton looked at rowing machines. This is the Hydro machine, and it is incredibly impressive. And it gives you this really realistic rowing experience, and it does feel like rowing. Comes with live classes or on-demand classes led by world-class athletes. It's got this, also has a big touchscreen, about 22-inch touchscreen. So what's really cool is you immerse yourself in the waterway. So you say, oh, I want to row the Nile or the Thames or whatever. And you can essentially row around the world. Very immersive experience. That's okay. Why people like it. And you don't get bored because of that big screen. It gets you in there.
Bernadette says, I invested in a rowing machine during the pandemic, and happy to say I've continued to use it, the best machine for cardio and muscle. What about the Tempo Studio, which comes in at just under €2,000?
Tempo Studio is very clever, and this is one of those things, a bit like the Cube, kind of a smart home gym. And it's kind of one of these all-in-one things. It has these 3D sensors, gives you real-time feedback on your form. It offers personalized workout plans, suitable for all fitness levels, so you don't have to be a serious runner or whatever. And what I love about it is kind of a mini studio. So it has this integrated storage, so you can pack it away in a wardrobe under the bed. But it's one of those things that you think, well, I don't want to buy this, that, and the other thing. So the Tempo Studio and the Cube work really well for that.
And very quickly, tell us about a smart fitness mirror.
Okay, still really popular. Lululemon kind of dominate this market for the moment. This is the Echelon Reflect. It's about 1600 euros. Sleek, interactive fitness mirror. It's got this 50-inch HD touchscreen. You see yourself in the screen. There's a camera. You see yourself in the screen. You can correct your form. You can do real-time performance tracking and follow an instructor on screen. Sounds ludicrous, Matt. Honestly, fitness mirrors are the future. You will have one soon.
I doubt it. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.